the opposite of bravery? What would we say the opposite is? Cowardness? Unbravery, yeah, new word there. Fear. Fear, frightened. In the Bible it mentions that the disciples were frightened, terrified. Well, those disciples were in a boat going from one side of the lake to the other, night time, and there was a wind blowing and the waters were growing rough. That's not what made them fearful. Some of the disciples were fishermen and so would have been used to being out at night in rough, difficult conditions. They would have been used to dealing with the weather. What were they terrified of? Whilst battling the weather, they see Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water. I think probably being terrified, being afraid, is a natural reaction that we would have had as well. Probably be thinking all sorts of things. Am I seeing things? Is it a ghost? Am I dreaming? Could it really be Jesus? How's that possible? Who is Jesus if he's able to walk on water? As Jesus comes near to the boat, Jesus says to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." This is real. Jesus is walking on the water. But Jesus, it's possible to walk on water. So there was no need to be afraid. I wonder whether the disciples thought back to earlier in the day, you know, when those 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish had been turned into enough food for more than 5,000 people, with the 12 baskets left over. That was a pretty good thing to be able to do, feeding people who were hungry. They'd already witnessed one miracle that day. And now here's another one happening in front of their very eyes. The disciples had been spending time with Jesus. They'd seen miracles happening before. People being healed. And so they knew there was something about Jesus. They knew that Jesus was from God. The disciples listen. They listen to what Jesus is saying. Don't be afraid. And then the next thing they do, we're told, the disciples willingly take Jesus into the boat. Fear is an interesting human emotion. We're probably all afraid of something. Spiders, dogs, height, velvet. I'll tell you about that later. But to be afraid of Jesus. For us, we're further ahead in the story than the disciples. We know of other miracles, other healings, of the death and resurrection of Jesus. We know of the people down the ages who followed Jesus. Those who've told us about the difference Jesus has made to their lives. In our own life, we may already know of the difference Jesus makes to us. But we can still be afraid of Jesus, of what he is asking us to do or to be. Or we can be afraid that to ask Jesus to help us for all sorts of reasons that might prevent us from coming to him. We might be afraid of being honest with Jesus about who we are or how we feel. Fear of Jesus does not need to be part of who we are. If we're honest, all of us at times can find ourselves slipping into fear of him. But and I think it's a very important part. Paul says this: I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. I'm sure all of us will have had the experience of some time of us falling over and somebody coming along to pick us up and care for us. We've hurt our leg or our arm. We're in pain, but just knowing there is someone helping us means the pain goes away, even just a little bit. That's a demonstration of love. Jesus' love for us is so much greater, so much stronger, so much bigger, that we do not need to be fearful. Paul talks about love as being rooted and established. It means it's fixed, it cannot be moved. I don't know, I often think about the trees that surround us, those big oaks, big trees, how those roots go down deep and wide. It's an image, perhaps, of the love that God has for us if we are fixed in Him. The love which we find in Jesus enables all fear to be taken away. We just need to be willing to take Jesus into our life, or those areas of our life which we have kept separate from Him. The disciples willingly took Jesus into the boat. Are we ready to be willing to take Jesus into our life? Jesus says, "It is I. You don't need to be afraid."